The Marvel Cinematic Universe's latest superhero is not in the conventional sense either super or a hero. His name is Morbius, and while watching his origin story, critic Bob Mondello says he couldn't escape the feeling that somewhere wires got crossed.
We begin with a helicopter transporting a cage to the sort of mist-shrouded aisle you half expect King Kong to be inhabiting, but Michael Morbius, the passenger on the copter, is looking to capture smaller game as he approaches the mouth of a cave. He hobbles with difficulty on two crutch-like canes.
You need a doctor?
I am a doctor.
And with a glance to the copter crew, calmly slices open his hand.
If you're gonna run, do it now.
Bats. By which I mean he's attracting bats, not that he's gone batty, though that's kind of true too. Born with a rare blood disease, Morbius has spent his entire life working on two things, a cure and origami paper folding. So of course it occurs to him to fold together bat and human DNA, and because the FDA wouldn't approve...
That's not exactly legal.
He and his beautiful co-researcher, Martine, head for a cargo ship off the coast of Long Island in the company of 8 mercenaries. I know, just go with it. So that Martine can inject him with a bit of a bat.
You can buckle me up. Yeah.
Once he's strapped to a chair, she goes outside the lab to wait.
Moment of truth.
Now, let it be said that some bat bit side effects are not terrible. Bat DNA evidently gives you great cheekbones and abs, not to mention...
I have increased strength and speed. Some form of bat radar.
But his bat radar must be off-brand, because he spends an awful lot of his time crashing into things, and his new fangs come with decades of decay baked in. Also...
There's something inside of me. He wants to hunt. And consume blood.
Okay, that is a definite drawback. Now, if you're expecting a conventional Marvel movie, you should know going in that what director Daniel Espinosa and his writers have come up with is actually a horror flick.
What did you do to yourself, Doctor? I wish I knew.
With Marvel bells and whistles. So Jared Leto's Dr. Morbius gets purplish vapor trails to go with his fang-bearing snarls, while the similarly affected Hyde to his Jekyll, played by Matt Smith, gets bluish vapor trails and snappier lines.
All our lives we've lived with death. Why shouldn't they know what it feels like for a change?
But there isn't really a lot of tension to their story.
What the hell is that thing?
Or even logic. At one point, Morbius overhears some counterfeiters passing fake hundreds and commandeers their printing press to make, I think, an artificial blood machine, because the technologies for fake bills and fake blood match up. Maybe works better in a comic book. Speaking of which, when the DC Extended Universe announced that Twilight star Robert Pattinson would be playing the Batman, I thought it was a fun inside joke, from vampire teen to Batman. But now that I've seen Jared Leto going full Dracula in the Marvel Universe, it seems as if the casting maybe should have gone the other way around.
Just accept who you are.
The bat guy.
Bad guy, bat guy, who's to say? As the trailers reveal, another DC bat guy, Michael Keaton, shows up in his non-batty, but definitely bad, Marvel persona, just to mess with the heads of anyone trying to keep cinematic universes straight. No doubt bloodlines will be clarified in more robust episodes to come. Morbius being fine, but by Marvel standards, kind of anemic. I'm Bob Mondello.